Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. The news from Norway is not pretty. The honor of a glorious tradition in the sport of ski jumping has been gravely tarnished. The possibility of a full recovery anytime soon is in doubt. The Norwegian team cheated at the March 2025 World Championships in Trondheim. The Norwegians won 3 gold and 3 silver medals in that competition, their best performance ever, and those medals have lost their luster. After 11 months of litigation, the 18-month suspensions of Magnus Levin and Thomas Lorben, the head coach and his assistant, and the team's jumpsuit technician, have all been upheld. They are currently banned from the sport. The rulings have struck at the very heart of Norway's national identity. Johan André Forfang and Marius Lindvik, star jumpers and Olympic gold medalists, have already served their 3-month sentences and are competing again. The committee accepted the jumpers' defense that they were completely unaware of what had transpired and sentenced them accordingly. The committee was not so well disposed to the coaches' defense. It imposed the harshest sentences in the history of the sport on them, making a clear statement that cheating will not be tolerated. Now, for those of you who may not be aware of the nature of the infractions, I will explain. To the rest of you who are painfully in the know, please forgive me while I continue with the tawdry details. The leadership of the Norwegian team was guilty of jumpsuit tampering, illegal alterations to those carefully regulated garments. How did they cheat? They performed crotch modifications. Yes, crotch modifications. The jumpers were unfairly advantaged by changes to the stitching in the seams between their legs. There was evidence, secretly filmed, showing the offending coaches ripping out the approved seams and re-sewing them with new rigid stitching, thereby providing more suit surface, thereby creating more lift, leading to more sustained airtime and longer jumps. Forfang and Lindvik, the skiers, have struggled in the World Cup standings since the suit scandal. Forfang is currently 16th and Lindvik is 18th. I guess size does matter. Let me digress for a moment. I want to remind you that the success of an individual ski jump is based on both objective and subjective standards. The jumper's style in the air and their landing form is as important as the length of the jump. The now standard V formation of the jumper's skis while in flight was pioneered in 1988 by Sweden's Jan Boklöf. Boklöf suffered major point deductions because his method did not conform to the then standard parallel skis configuration. When it became clear that Boklöf was consistently jumping farther than his competitors, the style judging standard was begrudgingly changed. Who knows? Someday stiff stitching may be allowed. The crotch of the future may be larger. But for now, the rules are the rules. As part of the Norwegian coach's defense, their legal team argued that an 18-month suspension was heretofore unheard of, that previous penalties for cheating were met with reprimands or short suspensions at worst. Now that's an interesting defense. In other words, sure, we cheated, but it was because we thought we would get by with only a slap on the wrist. They also claim that the secret filming of the infractions was what led to the stiffer penalties. In all previous cases, the accounts of cheating were witness-based. Your word against mine in the sentences were light. It's just not fair that visual evidence caused the long suspensions. In a lawyerly sort of way, they were right, I guess. Meanwhile, away from the courtroom and back on the hill, Olympic ski jumping begins on February 7th in Predazzo, Italy, where the eyes of the world will be on the jumpers, their length, their style, and their crotches.